Okay, so last Kiddush Makom Suda here. The next topic we're going to do after Kiddush Makom Suda is on the bottom of Kof Aleph Amud Aleph. There's a Tosfos about Hatova Metiv. So there's a lot of beautiful discussion to be had about what exactly is the gedder of the bracha Hatova Metiv, specifically on wine, when a new bottle of wine comes to the table. So this Shino Yayin Tosfos is going to be important. We're going to have to look at the Sugyan Brachas and Daf Nun Tes and look at the Tosfos over there and compare the two and see all the Rishonim. Again, we'll take that Lahalach also. I'm enjoying the halacha l'maisa sugyas, you know, being able to live through to see how this applies to halacha l'maisa. But first, let's finish up these Kiddush Makom Su'uda related issues. So we discussed already what the definition of makom is for Kiddush Makom Su'uda. We discussed what the definition of su'uda is for Kiddush Makom Su'uda. We discussed whether the need for Kiddush Makom Su'uda is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, and what it might be based on. But now we're going to discuss Kiddush Makom Su'uda. Granted, it's talking about a geographical location, that you should have Kiddush in the same place where you have Su'uda, or Su'uda in the same place that you have Kiddush. Does it also mean a time frame? Meaning, is Makom only Makom, or does Makom relate to Zman as well? Does the Su'uda have to be in the same Zman that you have the Su'uda? So, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, which I think you took a look at during Seder today, so you're looking at the Aruch HaShulchan, which is good. The Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Ayin Gimel Seif Dalid. I don't know why on the outline I somehow wrote in Seif Gimel. It's really Seif Dalid. Quotes from the Raman Seif Gimel. Tzarech lechol b'makom kiddush li'altir. That it should be immediate. There should be no delay. You should eat right away in the place where you make kiddush. O shahaya bedaito lechol shom yad avo blavach yafil b'makom kiddush eino yotze v'mhaya bedaito shlo lechol shom yad v'nimlach v'achol yotze ad kal nashono. Kolomer, what's the Rama saying? Daz linan b'travayhu l'kula. We go l'kula in either direction. Meaning there are two factors over here. There's the factor of planning to eat immediately, and then there's actually eating immediately. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, what the Rama is trying to tell us is you don't need both. You only need one. Either when you made Kiddush, your plan was to eat immediately, but then something else came up and you got distracted, so it took a while till you actually ate. Or when you made Kiddush, even if you weren't planning to eat immediately, but then last minute you changed your mind, you decided to eat immediately, either one of those things is good enough to qualify for Kiddush b'makom su'uda. Da'azin b'travay l'kulim, haya b'dayta lechol miyad af b'shal yidei siba nimshach har b'zman yatsa. If you plan to eat immediately, even though for some reason something happened and you didn't, that's fine. V'chein l'abichum, haya b'dayta shalol lechol miyad lechol makom achar v'nimlech lechol miyad b'makom shekiddush gam kein yatsa. And also, if your plan was not to eat immediately, but then you changed your mind and decided to yes eat immediately, you yotze. The only way you're not yotze is elam kein lo haya bedaita lechol miyad v'lo achal miyad da'oz lo yotze. You didn't plan to eat immediately and you didn't eat immediately. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, great. So now I know I need to either plan to eat immediately or to actually eat immediately. How immediate is immediate? So he writes, virali dili alter eina kavana take of mamish beli hefsek rega. Does not mean mamish the second you finish kiddush right away. Quick. We gotta wash, and you have to rush everybody because you gotta do it right away immediately. No, el kolomar shlo yimshoch zman rav. That it just means that you shouldn't be a significant delay of time in between. V'loshon li'alter eino mamish. Li'alter doesn't mean literally that it should happen right away. Sometimes it means that there's a significant time delay. Anyone look up that Gemara in Gittin? What's he referring to? I don't remember the Gemara in Gittin that he's talking about. The li'alter sometimes involves a time delay. I don't remember. Okay. But he says, and he says the clear raya that it doesn't have to mamish be immediately is dahanisbar dikshikadish bebayis al manas lechol baalia having makom suda. He says I already explained when we were discussing geographical location of kiddush makom suda that if a person makes a kiddush in the house having in mind that he wants to eat the meal baalia on the second floor, that could count as kiddush makom suda. But wait a second. It's going to take you a few seconds at least to get upstairs, to get to the second floor. So how are you going to get there and have Kiddush Makom Su'uda if it's immediate, if everything has to be immediate? By definition, when there's a change in the location, there's also a lapse in Zman. So he says, so obviously you see that it doesn't mean that it's literally right away. Very interesting. He says the minhag was that they used to change clothing after Kiddush. I don't know what they would change into. I know my children, my wife makes my children change their clothing right when we get home from shul. Okay, get out of that white shirt. We don't want any grape juice on that white shirt. One year, we offered my children at the Seder, we offered each of them $10 for keeping their shirts clean at each Seder. Each child, if he kept his shirt clean, we'd get $10. Five children, two Seders, cost us a grand total of $0. Now the Seder is particularly tough, but it's maybe that's why they changed. They didn't want to ruin their Shabbos clothing from the food. So okay, so they changed right after.
Isn't the fact that it says doesn't that apply that he holds that mechatchil you should be doing right away?
They should do it as soon as possible, within reason. Okay. But it doesn't mean, I think what he means by learning the Malach HaSharis is you don't have to be like a Malach HaSharis. I mean, it doesn't mean that it's impossible. He means that sometimes learning the Malach HaSharis means it's impossible. It's just not possible to do. Over here, even if it's possible, you don't have to be intense about this. The second you finish Kiddush, don't say, okay, everyone, quick. If there's a conversation going on, so let people schmooze a little. And you slowly inch your way into the to wash. Yeah.
Is there a heter to change after Shul?
I don't think so. You have to wear weekday Shabbos. You got to wear your Shabbos shorts. You have to wear. So I have a friend who grew up in Far Rockaway. He was the only modern Orthodox kid in this whole neighborhood, and he said, like all the other kids in the neighborhood, make fun of him on Shabbos afternoon. He was wearing shorts as a little kid. He said, "What are you talking about? These are my Shabbos shorts." I'm like, okay. So, you have to wear Bigdei Shabbos all Shabbos. Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh HaRav that Rav Salvechik used to give a shiur in the afternoon in Maimonides in Boston, and there were Balbatim that lived like a mile and a half away that would walk back for the shiur in the middle of the summer in July. It was very hot, so they would leave their jackets in shul in the morning and walk home without a jacket and come back without a jacket and put on the jacket when they got back into shul. And Rav Salvechik saw them walking to shul without a jacket on Shabbos. And he said, better that you not come to the shir than to walk around outside in Shabbos without a jacket. It's not for me that you're wearing it. It's for the covenant of Shabbos. So the covenant of Shabbos is pretty intense. No, that to not even walk around outside without a jacket on Shabbos. It's pretty. I don't know. In the different communities have different standards, obviously, of what's called Big Day Shabbos. When Rav Shechter was visiting Keren Biavne, when I was learning in Keren Biavne, there were some of the older Israeli guys were not so. They didn't speak to Rav Shechter with the same reverence that you and I would speak to Rav Shechter with. They he has so many good stories that they were like treating him like a storyteller. They're like, "Saper lanu on Sipur, like, you know, as if he's like, I don't know. So I don't know if he was annoyed by it or he just wanted to end it. So they asked him, one more story. All these Israeli guys with white shirts, collars out like this, you know, on Shabbos. So he told that story. They didn't ask for any more stories. You know the story that if you don't wear a jacket on Shabbos. Then he goes, Hakol kafikim minagam medina. Hakol kafikim minagam medina. So the Aruch HaShulchan is pretty makel in terms of what's called a break in between Kiddush and Suda. Now, in Shari Tshuva, he gives... The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't give a number, right? We always like to, we'd like to be able to define things as, you know, what does that mean immediately? So he doesn't say, he just says, yeah, it should be soon enough. But he doesn't really give us a good idea as to what that means. The Shari Tshuva says, gives us a little more of an idea. He says, b'di'evanim shah ad sha'avra hana aso dekos kiddush. That if you waited long enough, that you're no longer getting hana from the Kos Kiddush. Sounds like you've already fully digested the Kos of Kiddush. Then, ein tzarich lachzor l'kaddish. As long as you didn't wait that long. But it sounds like once you've waited that long, and he seems to be saying, regardless of what your plans were, that once you've waited that long, it is no longer Kiddush Makom Suda. Yeah?
But that was referring to the person who's saying Kiddush. If you have 100 people being guilty of that Kiddush, okay.
It's also Kiddush Makom Suda.
Their guidelines for how long it would be.
Oh, Pasha's the same length, length of time, even though you're not getting any Anah from the Kos. What about the night of the Seder? Kiddush Makom Suda has to be done the night of the Seder also. So what happens to Kiddush Makom Suda, the night of the Seder? We say Kiddush at the beginning of the Seder, then we hear every gematria and every child at the table says Manashtana, and they say it in Chinese and in five different languages or whatever. And the shy kid goes like this, and you have all of the whole story. So by the time you actually get to Suda, it's way, way later. What happened to Kiddush Makom Suda? So it says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, in Shulchan Shlomo Simon Reish Ayin Gimel, Amnon milela seder shel Pesach muchach dechashiv makom sudav shebein akish for sudi yoser misha v'chomesh. He said, why does he pick the number shav v'chomesh? He says, you see that even more than an hour and a quarter, and then an hour and a fifth of an hour is more, you could still, it's still called kiddush makom suda. Why does he pick that number? No, he's not assuming everybody seder lasts exactly 72 minutes. He's picking that number for a reason. What did the Shari Tshuva say? How long does it take for it to definitely no longer be considered Kiddush Makom Suda? Could they equal the amount of time it takes to digest? So that's 72 minutes. Seder Shel Mezalmin, no, whose Seder gets to Suda within 72 minutes? Nobody's Seder gets to Suda that fast. So you say some people do. But most people don't get to the Suda that fast. So it's muchach from the minhag of Gans Klal Yisrael that everyone gets to the Suda much, much later, that it's not a violation of Kiddush Makom Suda to wait that even that long. Aye, but wait a second. Even when there is a delay, you're not allowed to stam delay. You can only delay if there are things that you need to do for the suda, that are tzorchei suda. So yeshlomer dekivon shu mechuyev ba'amiras ha'agada rashi la'arach ba'kamash yirta v'chashav k'misasik b'tzorchei suda. Says the agada is considered the tzorchei suda in the night of the seder. Shei onin ala matzah dvarim harbe. Part of the kiyum mitzvah of matzah is why is matzah called lechem oni? So the Gemara Maseches Pesachim says lechem oni k'siv. It's a poor man's bread, but lechem oni is the way that we read it because it's lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe. On this matzah, we say a lot of things. Meaning, and this is critical, that the matzah is a prop in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and there the discussion of Rishonim. So, what is that lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe? Is that a kiyum in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that you have to have matzah there? Or is it a kiyum in the mitzvah of matzah? Maybe part of the kiyum mitzvah of matzah is not only to eat matzah, but that the matzah that you eat should be the kind of lechem that's onim alav dvarim harbe, that you've said a lot about already at that point in the night. So that's part of the preparation for eating the matzah. Part of the preparation for eating the matzah is to first be onim alav dvarim harbe, is to talk a lot about the matzah, to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's considered me'inyim the su'uda. Even though you think, what's this about the su'uda? This is about what happened thousands of years ago. It has nothing to do with the su'uda. No, it is about the su'uda because the matzah has to be on the love of Dvarim Harbe. So it says, V'nire, Dikal me'elot me'hacha, shim echa nishba l'umod yosem yisha v'chomesh, ben kiddush l'su'uda v'lo l'echol klum b'emtsa. Let's say a person were to take a shvua that he's going to learn for 2 hours after kiddush, and he's not going to eat anything before he learns for 2 hours. So he says, that would be called kiddush makom su'uda. Why? Because if he took a neder or a shvua that he's not allowed to eat until he learns, so mela, that learning becomes part of the eating. Meaning, Rosh Zalman understands, why is it that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a hefsek? Because you're not allowed to eat until you do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's a hechsher mitzvah of the achila. You need to do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in order to be able to be ochel.
Isn't there an opinion that says that even if you had in mind that you're going to be learning and then eating, isn't that good enough anyway?
The Aruch HaShulchan is saying that, well, if you have in mind that you're going to be learning, then why would that be good enough? The Aruch HaShulchan said, if either you have in mind to eat right away, even if you then delayed, or if you actually ate right away, one or the other is good enough. But over here, you had in mind not to eat right away, to learn first.
You had in mind to eat right away, though.
What?
You're not actually going to eat, but you had in mind to
eat.
Well,
that's when it's okay. If you're not, if
I'm
you don't,
sorry, what does that mean?
That when you made the Kiddush, you thought you were going to eat right away.
But you didn't end up eating.
And then you didn't end up eating right away. You ended up eating 2 hours later. That's, yeah?
The same here, too. You want it right away. That happens to be, it's slow Pesach, and you can't.
Yes, I think had in mind means plan to, not just wanting to. It sounds like, okay. Now, a little bit about Kiddush Makom Suda on the night of the Seder is worth mentioning. Shachter always points this out. Rabbi Sachs has this published in the Sefer. On the night of the Seder, there's a halacha that we don't make kiddush. Typically, we don't make kiddush till it's dark outside. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Tafayin Beis that it's usher to say kiddush. We don't say kiddush ad sheyachshach till it gets dark outside. Why not? Why don't we say kiddush till it's dark outside on the night of the Seder? So Magen Avraham says because the kosos shel kiddush is one of the dalit kosos. All dalit kosos have to be drunk at night. Why do all dalit kosos have to be drunk at night? Because kol mitzvos haPesach have to be done at night, because the Karban Pesach has to be done at night. And we compare all the other mitzvahs to the Karban Pesach. So just like the Karban Pesach can only be done at night, only within that certain time frame at night, so too all the mitzvahs halayla, the matzah and the maror. That's why we eat our afikomen before chatzos, because it's got to be within that time frame. So the dalet kosos are also part of the mitzvahs halayla, so it has to be done within that time frame. That's how the Magen Avraham, understands it. It's based on the Gemara later on in Pesachim and Daf Kufchaf and Beis, that tells us that all the other mitzvahs halayla are hukash to Karban Pesach. They're in some way compared to Karban Pesach. And by Karban Pesach, the pasuk says, va'achlus habasa b'layla azeh. So you need layla mamish in order to say kiddush, in order to drink the dalet kosos. So it sounds like, according to the Magen Avraham, it's not just kiddush that has to be done b'chashecha. The last of the dalet kosos has to be finished by when, according to the Magen Avraham? If all, by chatzos, right? If all dalet kosos are compared to Karban Pesach, it would mean every Seder entirely, the last of the Dalet Kosos at the very end, has to be finished by Chatzos. I think Rav Willig is makbid about this, if I'm not mistaken. I think to finish everything by Chatzos, to finish the entire, all Dalet Kosos, and the fourth Kosos all the way at the very end. So yeah, by Chatzos. Yeah. What? So many assume that when we say that you have to finish by Chatzos, it means only the Afikoman, which represents the Karban Pesach, but not all the other mitzvahs halayla. Who says that the Karban Pesach has a zman? The other mitzvahs halayla don't have that zman necessarily. So Magen Avraham seems to say, no, all the mitzvahs halayla have that same zman. So whatever the zman of Karban Pesach is, the same zman is for all the other mitzvahs halayla. It's a major issue. A lot of people don't get to the Afikom until after Chatzos, and that's l'chora a big problem. The Avnei Nezer has a whole Eitzah of how to get around it. Well, I'm sure we'll get to that Avnei Nezer at some point. We know that during this year, that what the whole Eitzah is to get around that issue of having the Afikom after Chatzos. Rav Pam, Zichrono Levracha, was just Menachem Avil. Rav Pam's daughter-in-law just passed away. So she took care of Rav Pam until the very end. She was very, very good to him. Her son asked me, he said, I don't understand. The amount of kibbutz ha'aim that this woman had was like off the charts. So it says, Laman Yarichun Yamecha, she passed away at a fairly young age. So Rav Pam's son, her husband, said to him, no, you don't know what Laman Yarichun Yamecha means. For all you know, she was supposed to die 20 years ago. It could be the kibbutz ha'aim kept her alive for 20 more years. We have no idea what Laman, we don't know what Arichus Yamim is, what the original plan was for somebody. But anyway, Rav Pam is a Kram of Racha. Has in one of his svarim that he is a very Rav Pam type of ha'ara. He says women go drive themselves crazy to get, you know, to prepare for Pesach and to get a seder and to cook and to do. And what happens? They have a yeshiva bachur for a son or a husband who's very frum, and they're finally up to the shulchan aruch where they'll be able to serve the food that they work so hard on. They say, "Oh, quick! We got chatzos coming back. I don't have time to eat anything. Just quick! I've prepared this whole meal." And he's just rushing through. So Pam says, "You have to use the Avnei Nezer Zeitza. You have to shalom bayis is important enough to you." We'll get to again some different time what the Avnei Nezer Zeitza is. Yeah.
Why? And just as a modern shayla, the chatzos, why is that considered the end of night, quote unquote night? Why is chatzos at the end of night?
Oh, it's not the end of night. No, the end of night is the next morning. Chatzos, there's a machlokas tanaim when Karban Pesach has been eaten by. Chatzos may be because of makas b'choros happened at chatzos, that's why it's dafka until then. So that's machlokas tanaim. It's not, that's not considered the end of night.
But I thought we said the pasuk said everything has to be done at night, the area. But the Karban Pesach is a different.
The earliest man of Achilles Karban Pesach is at night, chashecha. The latest man is machlokas tanaim. Is it chatzos or is it the end of the night? But certainly the earliest man is once nighttime comes. So you can't have dalet kosos before that, says the Magen Avraham, because all the mitzvahs halayla have to be only starting from when it's already nighttime. That's the Magen Avraham. But you see that the din of saying kiddush after it gets dark is not really a din in kiddush. What's it a din? It's a din in dalet kosos. So the way Rav Shachter used to give the example, what if you have someone who could say a long chazanah shekiddush? Guy's going to take like 10 minutes. They go to a hotel, but I'm going to a hotel for Pesach this year. I just signed on. I'm going to Fort Lauderdale. So you have, they told me that there's a chazan that comes. Oh, so there's a chazan that's going to probably say a kiddush, and it's going to last for 20 minutes. He's going to say such a kiddush. So Baruch Hashem, I get to have my own Seder. I don't have to. But but the guy's going to say, he's going to last for 20 minutes. Can you have him start like 18 minutes before before Chashecha? According to the Magen Avraham. What's the din? That what has to be after Chashecha? The Dalakosos. Not the Kiddush. It has nothing to do with Kiddush. It's about the Dalakosos. So Pashto says, that's totally fine. Comes along the Taz in Siman Tafayin Beis, and the Taz says, no. The reason you have to say Kiddush Misha Chashecha is not because of Dalet Kosos. He says because the halacha is that the matzah and the maror and the korban pesach can only be eaten at night, and the mele you have to say the Kiddush at night also because of Kiddush B'makom Suda. The Suda's halayla is defined by the korban pesach, the matzah, the maror, so Kiddush B'makom Suda will demand that the Kiddush be said at night also, together with the during the same time frame within which you're able to do the mitzvah salayla. So Prima Gadim explains that since you need to be Mekadesh Tafka Mishav Tachshach, that meaning that it's not just in that case of the Chazan, we would not be allowed to have the Chazan start 18 minutes before Chashecha. You would have to start only Mishav Chashecha because it's a din in the Kiddush. It's not a din in the Kos. So according to the Taz, it's Mustaver that it's only the Kos Rishon that has to be during the Zman that's Roy for Achilas Matzah, because it's all Din Kiddush Makom Suda. The third and the fourth Kos, according to the Taz, there's no Din that has to be during the time from the Kinit Karban Pesach. Taz's whole thing was that since the Karban Pesach and the Matzah and the Mor are the Suda, so you need Kiddush Makom Suda, so the first Kos has to be within the same time frame. That's not going to affect the third and the fourth Kos, right? According to the Taz, that won't have any impact on the third and the fourth Kos. So, says Rabbi Sachs, Rabbi Yonason Sachs, in the Sefer Chazon Yamin Chelik Beis, Simen Hei, he says, I think that the Taz over here is Lushitasa. This is the Taz Lushitasa. Again, what did the Taz say? That it's Kiddush Makom Suda, you need to have to be within the time frame that you could theoretically have your Su'uda. So this is a new din in Kiddush Makom Suda. We've seen Kiddush Makom Suda in location, geographical location. We've seen Kiddush Makom Suda in terms of not having a Hefzik Zman, not having too much of a delay in between the Kiddush and the Suda. That was the discussion in the Aruch HaShulchan and the Shari Tshuva and Rav Shabbos Zalman. But now what the Taz is telling us is, even if it's immediate, right when I finish the Kiddush, I'll right away go have the Suda. But if I'm saying the Kiddush during a Zman that I wouldn't be allowed to eat the Suda, even though they might be one right after the other, but if when I'm saying the Kiddush, it's a Zman that I'm not allowed to eat the Suda, that's a violation of Kiddush Makom Suda. It's a Gevaldike Kiddush. So says Rabbi Sachs, this is a Taz L'shitasa. Why? In Hilchus Shabbos, Reish Sadial, Sim Reish Sadial, Siv Katan Vav, the Taz quotes that in the Sefer Chasidim, it says that on Lel Shabbos, you have to have the Gemara Su'udah Dafka Belayla, meaning, summertime, you make early Shabbos. So you daven Plaga Mincha, and you daven Marv right after Plaga Mincha, and you go home and you have your Su'udah, you could theoretically finish your entire Su'udah Shabbos and it's still light outside. It's not even dark outside yet. Says the Sefer Chasidim, no good. Your Su'udah must be finished Mishech HaShecha. And that's how the Marshal was knowing Shalolech Obel Shabbos Adalayla, that he would dafka only eat on El Shabbos at nighttime. The Taz himself says that, no. Why do you have to dafka do it at nighttime? He says, once you're being Mosef Mechol Al HaKodesh, and that's a Dindar Raisa that you're allowed to do Tosefa Shabbos, that you're allowed to start Shabbos early, so you could be Yotze Yechiv even if you finish before the Laila, even if you finish before nighttime. Why is this Lushitaso? Because since in Maseches Brachos of Chavzayin and Beis, it says clearly in the Gemara that you could say Kiddush mi ba'od yom, says the Taz, the Gemara says clearly that Rebbe was Mekadesh Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, that Rebbe said Kiddush early before it was dark outside on Friday night. So says the Taz, if I'm right that the Kiddush has to be said in a Zman that you're allowed to eat your Suda, then it would turn out that by definition you have to be allowed to eat your Suda during the Zman of Tosefes, when it's still light outside, before it gets dark on Friday night. Because if you weren't allowed to eat your Suda after it was dark outside, then you wouldn't be allowed to do what? You wouldn't be allowed to make Kiddush either till it was dark outside. I mean, this is Taz L'shtasa, because Taz understands this great Kiddush, that Kiddush Makom Suda doesn't only mean in the same geographical location. Doesn't only mean that you can't have a hefzik zman, a delay between Kiddush and Suda, but it even means that the moment you are making Kiddush has to be a moment that you theoretically could be eating your Su'uda. So says the Taz, it's beferish in the Gemara that you're allowed to make Kiddush early on Erev Shabbos, on Friday night, you're allowed to make Kiddush early when it's still light outside. Memele must mean that you're also allowed to eat your Suda early when it's still light outside. Because if you weren't allowed to eat your Suda early, then you wouldn't be allowed to make Kiddush. Kiddush Magen Suda demands that the Kiddush be within a time frame that you could theoretically be Yotzei your Suda. So it turns out that it's Tazel Shita. So against that Marshal, the Marshal thought that you could only be Yotzei the Chiv of Kiddush at nighttime. So that's the Gvaldika Ha'ara that Rav Sacks has in terms of the Taz. Now, one last thing I wanted to do in Kiddush Makom Suda. We have a few minutes, we have 5 minutes. What if you don't want to eat? What if you're not interested in having a Suda? Can you use Kiddush as a matir to have shahakal? You're at the Shul Kiddush, and you're on a diet or something, so you don't want to eat any cake, you don't want to eat any cookies, or whatever. You think the cake and cookies look nasty, so you don't want to eat them. But you know what you'd really love to have is some vegetables or some fruit from the fruit platter. That you'd love to have. Now that is vaday not a kiyum of Kiddush Makom Suda. Can you say Kiddush now at the Shul Kiddush, have some fruit, and then go home and say Kiddush again and for Kiddush Makom Suda? Or do we say, no, wait a second, if right now you're not getting Kiddush Makom Suda, then all you're doing is eating. It doesn't count as Kiddush. The Kiddush does nothing. The Kiddush accomplishes nothing. You just stop eating before Kiddush. That doesn't count. That's not good enough. Like, can Kiddush be a matir for achila? So a lot of people quote, they say b'shem Rav Moshe, that you can use Kiddush as a matir for achila. Let's take a look at what Rav Moshe actually says and see if that really is the case. Based on everything we've learned, it should not be the case, right? Based on everything we've learned, ein Kiddush ela b'makom suda means that if you're going to do Kiddush that's not b'makom suda, it's not Kiddush. And if it's not Kiddush, based on what we've seen in the discussions in the Beis Yosef with Kiddush and Shul and how you're going to drink the wine and all that, all these discussions are assuming that if you're saying Kiddush and you're drinking something but you're not doing Su'uda, well then that drinking or that eating is a violation of drinking or eating before Kiddush. Good question?
No, I was thinking of Moshe.
So this is Moshe, source number 26, Igros Moshe Yadeh Chilpeis. Can a guy eat very little? You heard Kiddush from someone in Shul. Can you have just a bite? Well, it's not Makom Suda, so of course not. So Ramosh says, open and shut case. Of course you're not allowed to do that. Aval mash yesh l'stapik hu, im yesh l'kazayis v'yoser, v'gam chashav lechol kashir sh'yatzi yedei Kiddush, v'achol rak chatz yishir v'nimlach sh'lo lechol yoser kan. So he says, of course you're not going to make Kiddush without the plan to have Suda. What if you say Kiddush, you plan to have Suda, you see this delicious looking cake, you plan on having at least a kazayis of that cake, you want to have 100 kazayis of that cake, and you take one bite of it and you're like, oh gross, I didn't know it was that kind of cake, and you don't want to have any more of it. Do we force you? Does the halacha force you to have a kazayis? Why would the halacha force you to have a kazayis? If you don't have a kazayis, it's not Kiddush Makom Suda. So that, he says, that yesh l'stapik. Meaning, what's the tzad to say that we're not going to force you? Says Rav Moshe, at the time that you took that bite, at the time that you ate a little bit of that cake, were you allowed to eat that bite? Absolutely. You said Kiddush, you were planning on having this be the first of many, many bites that are going to qualify as Makom Suda. Of course you're allowed to eat that bite. So do we ever find such a thing? That Limafreya, now that you change your mind that you don't want to eat, that becomes a Maisa Isser? The Achila that you did before becomes an Achilas Isser? At the time that you ate it, it was Achilas Hatter. But now because you decide you're not going to eat it anymore, Limafreya becomes an Achilas Isser. So maybe that far we're not going to go. So he says, he says, I don't think you have to eat anymore. He says, what's my raya? Our Gemara says that Shmuel a lot of times would go from the roof down to the ground floor and he would say Kiddush again. Wait a second, if he says Kiddush upstairs and then he decides to change his mind and go downstairs and eat his meal, how is he allowed to change his mind and do that? It will turn out that the Kiddush he said upstairs is a bracha levatala. We're talking about Friday night Kiddush, it's an actual bracha, it's a bracha levatala. How is he allowed to change his mind? Elamai, when he made his Kiddush upstairs originally, his plan was to have his whole meal upstairs. His plan was to eat the whole meal upstairs. That's fine, so he's allowed to say the Kiddush upstairs. Now later he changes his mind and he decides to go downstairs. So what? L'mafreya, we're going to say that the Kiddush that he made upstairs was a brach levatala. If at the time that he did it, it wasn't an iser, then we can't travel back in time and say l'mafreya that it becomes a brach levatala. D'lo mistavrisha b'chol pa'am mizimnin hasagiyin ira ona shloya yochel echel afil gazayis. He says, it's not shayach that it says Shmuel did this many times. Zimnin sagiyin. What, every time what happened was some emergency came up that he couldn't stay upstairs, that he couldn't eat upstairs? No, he changed his mind. He decided not to eat upstairs. And you're allowed to change your mind. As long as when you first make the Kiddush, that's your original plan. So it sounds like he just changed his mind willingly. Upstairs he wasn't. When he came down, he was. But Rav Moshe, because he said a new Kiddush and he had a suda. Yeah. But Rav Moshe's point was, yeah, he says a new Kiddush downstairs, but isn't the bracha he made upstairs now a bracha levatala? Because it wasn't Kiddush Makom Suda? So he says, no, if at the time that he said that bracha upstairs, he was planning on that being Kiddush Makom Suda, so then that's fine, that was mutter. The fact that he later changes his mind and decides that that bracha that he said is not Kiddush Makom Suda is not going to create a new issue.
Once you say that the person's eating was a chiddush of iser. So why can't we just say, put that in any eating? So why is the mindset even important? So any eating should be mutter. Because any eating you have technically isn't usher. Let's say you have any food. Technically you could have it after. But the thing is, you have to also have a certain sheer of food to be able to get kiddush at that point. But meaning, why chatzi sheer? Why not say you can even have a full sheer? Just that thing, that achilah is technically
mutter. Full shear for sure you could have. Yeah, it said Kiddush, then you have full shear, that's Kiddush Makom Suda.
What I think?
What we're saying is if at the moment that you're eating something, it's mutter to eat it, nothing, no decision you make later is going to turn that into a maisa iser. At the time that you waited, it was hetter. So nothing you do later is going to turn it into iser. Okay, it's mincha time. Let's stop it.